Alright guys, thanks for listening to We Just Like Y'all. It's your girl Bree, and Dan is nowhere to be found right now. Actually, I'm just driving in the car by myself, and I thought I'd make this snippet of an episode for you guys to bring in 2020, since we have not posted not one episode in 2020. Like, y'all don't understand, the end of 2019, I was just writing. Just doing so much writing and preparing for these episodes. I was like, okay, we're going to be lit in 2020. We're going to have so much information to give. We're going to do so much fun things. And then, like, it was like a spiral whirlwind just going downwards. That kind of thing happened. And so, I have just, it's been nothing good. So, like, I haven't been, like, in the mood. But I have some friends / listeners who are like, girl, I thought you was gonna be posting every week, and I had prepared my life for 2020 to be listening to Just Like Y'all, and I haven't heard anything, and we 3 months in. And I was like, girls, I know, I'm so sorry. But thank you guys so much for the encouragement, because you asking and getting on nerves about me posting and not having posted really encouraged me to just get out of my little funk and my little ball of stank and post the episode. I am trying, trust me, I am trying to make sure I make this a weekly thing. I have a lot of, like, information, a lot of stuff that I have written down, a lot of topics I want to talk about. It's just the point of, like, getting out of that stink and that little that I've been in to get up and actually record the episode. That's the problem. But with you guys' support and my lovely listeners asking for more stuff, that's my up. Like, that's gonna get me up out of my bed and out of my little funk. So with that being said, how has 2020 been treating you guys so far? Like, what y'all got going on in 2020? Because baby, let me tell you, it ain't been very pretty over here. I've been doing a little struggling over here. It's been a little rough for a sister. But it's all problems that I bought on myself from not preparing myself, not doing the right things. And so we'll get into that another time, another place. That's another conversation, you know? But I just want to see what you guys got going on. Have any of your plans or goals that you set for 2020, like, are they still in progress, or you done gave up on them? Like, what can we do to get you back on the track? Like, what is going on? I truly want to make 2020 a better year for me, a better year for you guys. And communication is what's going to get us there, baby. Do you feel me? Okay, because in all honesty, my plan to start out for 2020 was to talk about goals and New Year's resolutions and how to keep them and not just let them be like a New Year's resolution, and then once January is over or the first or the second is over, then you're like, not feeling that type stuff. I really want to start. I don't care if we're in March. Is this March? Yeah. Yeah, this is March. I don't care that this is March. That's going to be what we talk about first off. Starting back doing the podcast is definitely goals, and, like, I know y'all say goals for the new year, how we're gonna stick to them even though we're 3 months in, how we're gonna stick to them, if we've already lost touch of those goals, how we're gonna get back to them and bring them back to life. Okay, that's what we're gonna do. That's what we're gonna talk about today. Okay, 2020 is all about planning for the future, setting yourself up. So all those goals that you put in mind, if one of your goals is to start doing, you know, planning out, that's definitely going to be one of my goals now, is planning out, having a planner and setting everything to a planner. Or if your goal is to eat healthier or lose weight or gain weight or exercise more, or do better with, like, your daily regimens, like hair, health and hygiene, like things like that. Those things are setting you up for a better you, for a better life. So 2020 is like planning for the future, basically, like getting yourself ready for the future. Like, you I don't care how old you are or what you got going on. This time you're setting right now is to be planned for a better you.